seat of my big black jacked up truck.
So, question for you, John, just for curiosity's sake, is it legal to play that song in a Prius?
That's a good one. Yeah. No, so, I never thought about
John,
that.
John just gets so excited whenever he's allowed to play country music. It's like letting the kid out to play for the day. I was talking to Jimmy Patronis offline, and I'm like, country or rock? He's like, country. All right, so John's super happy. And that is the reason we played some country music for you today. CFO of the great state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congressional District 1, is on the line with us. Jimmy, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Does he drive a Prius?
No. He drives a Camaro. He's good. He's okay. We have a Prius in my family, and I drive a Civic, so I'm not blaring that. But you know, it's okay. I got my Van Halen going. So you are the CFO for that. And by the way, just curiosity, you are still the CFO through what, March 31st, right before the actual general election?
April 1st.
April 1st. Okay. So through that, which is,
yeah,
you know,
the general election.
I had been unclear about that. I wasn't sure if you had left office yet or not. So, okay. Very good. So the question I always ask everybody, you know, you are looking to be in Congress. A lot of us had expected that you would run for governor in 2 years and I was surprised that you decided to run for Congress instead of waiting to run for governor. So why Congress rather than governor?
You know, I think there's a number of reasons why. You know, one, I look at this historic series of events we've had this past year. The election we took place back in November is very inspirational to me, my family. You see that President Trump not only, you know, swept with the Electoral College, but the popular vote. So I mean, there's definitely momentum. There's excitement. There's a new day of dawn in the United States. So I think as a country, you know, there's a lot of us, me included, we're excited about that new frontier that we're going to, you know, retire the madness of the last 4 years, which I think was the worst 4 years in our nation's history. And so when Matt stepped down, my phone started blowing up of people trying to say, hey, Jimmy, you need to run for CD1. My wife and I, we prayed about it. I mean, literally, the president called me on November 26th, which was the day before our 20th anniversary, and said, hey, you know, if you'll run, I'll endorse you. We'd love to have you up in D.C. And so, you know, what do you, yeah, yes, sir, let's do it. And so, but with my wife's permission, and he talked to Katie. He says, look, I'm not going to, you know, encourage your husband to do this unless you're on board. Are you on board? And of course, she said yes. And so here we go. But I think, you know, whether you just look at what we've done in the state of Florida, we're in the best fiscal health we've ever been in the history of the state. And I tell people that's not a sprint, that's a march. It takes discipline. It's hard work. You got to constantly work at it. That is not in Washington anymore. You know, and I think Matt really attempted a lot of that. I mean, this is some of the fights that he put up was about trying to bring some sanity to the financial processes of Washington, D.C. But there's definitely more momentum now. There's a different White House in place. So the fiscal health is something that's very important to me. You know, continuing to see what we're doing to continue to move and get the border shut down. I think there's going to be an appetite for that. We're going to have a potential special session today in Tallahassee that's addressing that. You know, and lastly, it's just to make sure that we're taking care of our military missions in Northwest Florida and our vets. So, I mean, I think all those are something that I've got a long history and track record with in the right ways, and I just want to continue serving. I tell people, I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant. I was in the restaurant business for 30 years. All I know is taking care of the customer is how I'm wired, and so that's what I look forward to doing for the families of CD1, hopefully, if they'll have me. Starting January 28th.
Jimmy, you did a really good job of laying out kind of your basic priorities, what you want to accomplish. I've actually already had people texting me in questions for you this morning, and of course there are some of the sort of, I think they're kind of obvious questions, but I want to give you a chance to address them. The first one is, sure. You know, your residence is not within District 1. It's not required by law, but I know the argument a lot of the other candidates have been making is, well, he's not from this district. You are from the Panhandle, though. How would you answer the people who take that, or, you know, should that be a concern for them?
Well, and look, President Trump knew that when he asked me to do this, okay? So, I mean, somebody's got a real gripe with it, you know. I'll give you the same number he called me on. You can ask him. But to get back,
did you just promise to give me Trump's phone number?
I lived in CD.
Go ahead and give me. Go ahead, give me.
Yeah, right. So I have lived in CD1 28 years of my 52 years of being on this earth. Okay. I live currently right now. My residence is 14 miles outside of the district. I am living in Okaloosa County. I'm going to go vote today, early vote, both my wife and I are in Okaloosa County at one of Paul Lux's voting locations. So, I mean, what I will also say is, you know, I was born and raised in Northwest Florida. I've let it be representing the whole entire state, including the Panhandle and the tip of the spear in Pensacola and home to the BP oil spill, or what I've done legislatively. I mean, I'm a son of Northwest Florida, and I tell people the state of Florida is, it's not one state, it's about five different countries. And hell, you know, I've been elected twice statewide, serving the citizens of the state, every citizen of the state for the last 10 years. What's important to note is nobody else in the state of Florida realized we even have a central time zone. So I'm a loyal servant to those that elect me, and it'd be an honor to have their support.
One of the questions that I asked, and by the way, the time zone thing is so right. So many people in Florida don't even realize the panhandles in the central zone. One of the things I asked then candidate Scott, who was the former governor, and then running to be in the Senate, is I asked him, why would you want to give up so much power? Why would you want to go from an administrative, you know, executive branch function like you're in the CFO? Why would you want to go from that to being one of, you know, five, you know, 435, whatever people in the House? I mean, it's a loss of power and responsibility. You think you're going to be happy in that situation?
Well, I know this. I'm a servant, and I see an opportunity to serve. And when the president calls and asks me to do this, to be a part of making a difference in our country, to be able to know that I'm going to do everything humanly possible to be one of those guys that are trying to leave this place in a better place for my kids. You know what? I answered the call. And so, look, the opportunity to serve the citizens state as CFO was an opportunity of a lifetime. But I know the opportunity to be able to work with President Trump, a majority in Congress, to be able to bring some sanity back to the madness, the chaos, the dysfunction that has been there for the last 4 years. You know, I tell people I'm not a show horse. I'm a workhorse. And all you got to do is just look at my work ethic and my product of work. I'll be a contributor because I want to make a difference. It's not about power. It's about making a difference. And this is what I look forward to doing when I get a chance to go to Washington, D.C.
Obviously, you've made a big deal about the endorsement from President Trump, and no doubt that's a big factor in your favor. But one of the things about President Trump is he's not always in line with certain policies or values in Northwest Florida, conservatives, whatever. I often have criticisms of him and admiration and praise for him as well. But, like, take an example. He's big on drilling. He's big on offshore drilling. But we here in the, you know, Gulf Coast area, we don't want drilling off of our coast. You know, that's fine if they want to do it in Alabama. Just don't do it here, as we know from the oil spill and the test range and everything else. What if Trump comes to you and says, you know, hey, Jimmy, let's do some drilling in the Gulf. If you're not in line with him on that, how are you going to handle that?
Well, then we break ranks. You know, at the end of the day, the mission of that the military run and use over the Gulf Range have an enormous economic impact to our nation. And so this is the way, not to our nation, but just our part of the state too. You can't say we're going to have a swap. I mean, if you were going to try to do anything with drilling, you're going to have to overcome whatever the loss in the military missions are going to be. You're going to have to cover a loss of what it does to our tourism economy. I've got a great story I'll share with you at a later time regarding what somebody told me out of Louisiana regarding the drilling industry. It's too long for the show. But at the end of the day, this is important to me. This is important to the district of District 1 and those that live along this place. And I would break ranks with the president if that's what he wants. And I've said that in multiple forums. You know, again, I think there's plenty of energy available. When the president was able to exploit fracking, that's when we saw such a collapse in energy prices. So, again, I love what he's doing about energy independence, but I do believe he will throw every threat at the industry, the market, just like what he told Saudi yesterday, expecting them to have $1 trillion in cuts. You know what? If he'll get $1 trillion, but I bet you'll get damn near close to it. You know, him, he'll probably get to $1 trillion. So there will be other solutions out there that will take place. I think drilling in Florida just becomes a definitely a gaslight concern to everybody that lives along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, one of the it's kind of funny the comments he made yesterday at Davos about, you know, they're going to invest $600 billion. Well, make it a trillion. You know, I love that. One of the other and again, I always want to give candidates a chance to answer. I've asked all the other candidates the challenging questions for them. Same thing for you. You know, one of the criticisms of you has been he's got ties to the insurance industry, and we have mega insurance problems in the state of Florida with home insurance and everything else. This is something that may or may not be able to be addressed at the federal level, but how would you answer somebody who has that concern for you, Jimmy Patronis?
Well, I'm the only one who's actually put legislation out. Laurel Lee has just sponsored it. Senator Rick Scott has sponsored it. And I've been advocating for our Ready account. So currently right now, one thing I've learned about legislative processes is don't reinvent the wheel, where you can take a template of an already existing program and use its architecture in order to create a savings solution. That's the path we take. So I take the federal health savings account we currently have to help offset your health care bills that you can put dollars in pre-taxed. So I said, well, why can't we do that with insurance? So now what we've done is we've got legislation proposed. Our office crafted it where it basically would do that same thing where you'd be able to take pre-tax dollars, putting in an interest-bearing account pre-tax to get incentives. So now we're leveraging the federal government's tax code in order to give money to people in order to reinforce their homes. Then that leverages Florida statutes that forces mandatory discounts onto their homes when they make those improvements. We're doing that right now with the My Safe Florida Home program. That program right there, if you participate in that program or if you just do what the program says to do, your premiums drop by over 50%. Nobody else is advocating or championing any of these savings efforts. So, I mean, I appreciate the tough questions, but I'm the only one who's holding any of these guys accountable. I'm the only one who's coming up with any solutions and the only one who can show results of getting rates going down in the state of Florida. Well, the state of Texas, double-digit increase right now. Louisiana, double-digit increase. California, double-digit increase, and carriers are leaving. State of Florida last year alone picked up 9 new carriers because we're working our asses off to make this place a better place for insurance. If you can't afford insurance, you can't afford a home.
I love some of those ideas. I love the idea of learning from the lesson of the healthcare market to apply it to the home insurance market. That's good stuff.
Well, don't go reinvent the wheel.
If it works, it works, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the exact same structure, but, you know, we're just changing out. Instead of healthcare, we're putting your home. Okay, and then you get to replace your windows. If you put impact-resistant windows throughout your house, that is a forced discount in Florida law that must be afforded to you. So, I mean, I can talk about what we've done to move the needle all day long, but I know you got other questions.
Oh, no, I was just gonna say we're totally out of time. You did that, and those were the hard ones. Well, I had, so you answered them. Jimmy Patronis is the CFO for. What's that?
Yeah, email me at jimmy@joinjimmy.com if there's something that you didn't get asked today and or if you're listening. You know, I'm very accessible. jimmy@joinjimmy.com comes right to my phone.
Very good. CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congressional District 1. Thank you for running. Thank you for the former service and current service of the state of Florida. Best of luck on Tuesday, Jimmy. I appreciate the time.
Thanks. Take care.